This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The remnants of Hurricane Ida triggered spectacular flash flooding in the U.S. and a rare state of emergency in New York City overnight into Thursday and killed at least 8 people. Streets turned into rivers while subway stations were also flooded. Hundreds of flights were canceled at LaGuardia and JFK airports, as well as at Newark in the state of New Jersey, where video shows a terminal underwater. Flooding closed major roads across multiple boroughs, including Manhattan, the Bronx, and Queens. Ida slammed into the southern state of Louisiana over the weekend, bringing severe flooding and tornadoes as it blazed a trail of destruction north. South Africa says it has declined a request to host Afghans who fled into Pakistan to escape the Taliban, as it's already accommodating, quote, a substantial number of refugees from other countries. The government said it had been approached to consider receiving a number of Afghan refugees who had sought refuge in Pakistan. The foreign ministry said in a statement late Wednesday, quote, the South African government is unfortunately not in a position to accommodate such a request. It said the country is already home to a substantial number of refugees and is seized with addressing their needs. The most industrialized nation on the continent, South Africa, is a major destination for economic migrants from neighboring countries and beyond. The country also boasts one of the world's most progressive refugee policies, which helped attract more than 1 million asylum seekers between 2007 and 2015. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was completed on Tuesday, and most are worried about a humanitarian crisis. This is VOA.